Good morning. I'm your host, Cassandra Fernandez, bringing you the latest headlines. Trudeau has landed. His arrival at the White House is the first official meeting between Trudeau and Trump. Just moments ago, the two shook hands. And in case you're curious, CBC reports that it only lasted a few seconds. More on that at 1:30. Police caution riders after an increase in snowmobile accidents. There were 13 deaths this season, up from 8 at the same time last year. The incidents are often linked to speeding, unsafe ice, loss of control, and alcohol use. The owner of a King Street bar fires a staff member for inappropriate signage. The sign read, "No means yes, and yes means anal." The sign angered people because it joked about sexual assault and consent. The Toronto bar removed the sign and they took to Facebook to apologize for the incident. No injuries were reported after a train hit a school bus in Belleville. It was hit this morning, just moments after three passengers got off near a train crossing. Police say the wheels got stuck on the tracks and as a result the bus was heavily damaged. Toronto police recaptured a man who escaped from custody last month. Police say a tip led them to the fugitive in downtown Toronto. Police charged the man with escaping custody, police assault with a weapon, and mischief. Who says criminals don't need to find love? A man charged with first-degree murder, who spent 40 years behind bars, says that he's joined a site called Canadian Inmates Connect. The matchmaking site features nearly 400 male and female prisoners who are searching for love or even a pen pal. That's all the news I have for you today, Sheridan. I'm Cassandra Fernandez, and this is Sheridan Sun Radio News.